Aleluia. Today we want to sing a chorus. And it's a chorus of surrender to the Lord. We want to say yes to Jesus. We want to give our all to Him. We want to totally surrender to Him so that He can take control of our lives and so that His will can be done in our lives. That's His will for each and every one of us. So we want to sing that song to Him today, and we want you to lift your hands as we worship the Lord with this song. And we're going to sing yes to our God.
You are great, and you are mighty, and you are real, and
so thankful, God, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, because you are worthy, Heavenly Father. For we truly adore you today. We love you. We magnify you. You are everything, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time.
Yes to the Lord. You know, it's been a long week and you have to go through to get through. We made it. He brought us through. And it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining on both sides of the street. And this is the day the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay? We just thank God for it's just a good day. A good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Runner for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Runner for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe is vital, and the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own brother, Deacon Eric Reed. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yes, glad to be here. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes. All right. So good morning, my brothers and sisters everywhere. I'm going to give you time to open up your Bibles. We're going to be reading 2 Corinthians chapters 6. Wait a minute. 2 Corinthians 6 through 10 and 14 through 21. And it reads as follows. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, but then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please him. But we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who received his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he has given us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead. Come back to God, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Amen? All right. That has been 2 Corinthians 6, 10, and 14 through 21. Amen. Now, we're going to do a brief prayer so we can go on with our message and continue on with the service. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people, and that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and preached words lift up Jesus so that all those who are lost will be found by you. And dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen. To my brothers and sisters everywhere.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Eric Reed. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thank you, and I accept that, and peace and love to you all.
Thank you. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
I am a man blessed beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. Just want more of you. Oh, save your treasure, we find our pleasure. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful because
you are our reward.
You are reward. Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence.
We find
our pleasure. All our joy is in you. In your presence, that fullness of joy. Now your right hand, that pleasure forevermore. So say, we find our pleasure. It's in you. It's in you.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful because
your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I said you.
Oh,
Experience his presence. The Lord created all these worship songs so we could experience and enjoy his presence. Amen. His presence alone is a gift. Your presence, all that I need, because if God is with me, who or what can stand against me? It wasn't the children of Israel, even though their numbers were 2 million coming out of Egypt and crossing the land. It wasn't their numbers that scared the folks who saw them coming. It was their God. It was the presence of their God. It was what Rahab said to those spies that came. We have heard that your God, what he did to Pharaoh and Sihon and Og, and how he brought y'all across the Jordan River, and now you're here, and these people scared to death of your God. Because the Lord has done so much for him, for us, through him, Jesus. Amen. We can experience God's presence. Don't we owe him our always, no matter what?
You know I've had some lonely days. promise.
I promise you.
I'll spend.
My own ways with you.
Did he say he'll never leave you? Did he say he'll never forsake you? How many of you believe it? Let me hear you in here. He won't let you down, right? He'll catch every tear. So if you know him to be your father and he cares for you, come on and stand on your feet and help me pray for me here.
Called me to organize Running for Christ Ministries, I was so afraid. But because the Lord had been so good to me throughout my life, you know, having mercy on me, not giving me what I deserve, but having mercy on me for all my failures. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel obligated. Not because of some kind of punishment or something, but because he showed me such great love. This is the reason I do what I do. It's the reason I study like I study, so I can always be ready for him to use me. Because he went through a lot to have me, to have you. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. One of the funniest things I see, and I say it's funny because I know God got them, even if they don't know that. But when I see Christians who join the church but don't go no Bible classes, don't do no home Bible study, don't even crack that Bible open, but they're glad to be saved, that's good. That is real good. But guess what? You still living. You saved and you still living in this old crappy world. And you need to listen to this song and listen to it real carefully. It simply says, my world needs you. And the you is Jesus.
Space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you.
Let us see you right now.
come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
Amen. Right now. And you know, right now is every moment that we live is right now. God is teaching us to be like he is. He lives in the right now. That's why he tells us things like now faith is. Because God is not bound by time, by days, by weeks, by months, by years, by decades or centuries. God is right now. Amen. And he's trying to teach us, those who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior and have become his children, he's trying to teach us how to live right now. In the right now. The Lord is a very present right now help in any time of trouble. Oh, come on, somebody. We serve an incredible God. And guess what? He deserves incredible praise.
Some great and some small, you being God, delivered me from the all. Still can't believe all the way you made. Oh Lord, in incredible.
Amen. God is incredible. Incredible praise he deserves. Once again, Pastor O, you took us there, and we want to thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Associate Pastor Terrence Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you, I look to you. Hey. And when searching for that open door, and every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
gracious God and our Heavenly Father, we, first of all, we thank you for letting us see another day, for letting us see a brand new day that's never been used before. Father, we praise you because we have somebody that we can look to when everybody else is letting us down. We have a God that knows all and sees all. We have a God that never leaves us nor forsakes us. So, Father, first, we just praise you and thank you for this Saturday that's never been used before by us. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, the theme of this show that I am getting is God wants our hearts. So whatever you are taking to the Lord and asking the Lord for, leave it with him and don't pick it back up. And give him your heart. Make your request known to God. Because he wants your heart. The only way you can get the prayer to answer is if you give him your heart willingly, Father. Willingly, folks. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, as I said earlier, we thank you and we pray for this day that's never been used before. Father, your word says in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, heal their land, and heal their hearts. Father, the only way you can answer our prayer that we pray to you is if we give you our heart. You told us in your word in John 16:33, in this life you are going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Father, you said in Philippians chapter 4 verses 12 and 13, for I've learned to be content with where I am and what I have, whether I have nothing or whether I have plenty. Then you said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Father, you are the reason why many of us got through the hellish week that we had. You are the main reason why many of us went through the week we had, but we got through it because of your grace and your mercy. Your grace and your mercy brought us over to the other side. We may have been down in the valley, but just praising you, lifting us up, Lord. Just worshiping you, lifting us up. Father, you said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me will never thirst again. There are some of your people out there who are thirsty for you, Lord. All they have to do is believe that you are the bread of life, and that you are able to fill them up with the living water that they need to get through what they are going through. Father, you said in Hebrews chapter 13, you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, you will always be the God that you've always been. You will always be all-knowing. You will always be unchangeable. You will always be unshakable. But Father, you tell us in your word that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you tell us that without faith, it's impossible to please you. Father, some of your people need financial blessings, Father. But you tell us in your word that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Father, you've told us in your word that you will provide our needs. You tell us that in Philippians 4:19, and it says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. But the only way you will provide our needs is if we do what Luke 16:9 says, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself. You will only provide us with the material things that we need if we do what Luke 16:9 says. Father, most of all, we need you to give our leaders direction so they will know how to run this country and the world with your power. Because, Father, you said in Luke 10:19, that I have given you power to walk on snakes and scorpions, but I've also given you power to overcome all the powers of the enemy. The way we become powerful saints for you is if we resist the enemy at his onset when we are going through temptation. You said the way we become overcomers of our problem is if we draw near to you when we are facing hard times, Father. Father, we pray for the message that is coming forth through your servant Pastor John of the day. Father, move him out of the way. Remove the butterflies so that he will be able to deliver your word the way that you want your word to be delivered through him. Father, we ask that you strengthen him while he's delivering the word, so that he will be a blessing to somebody else. Father, we pray for the Freeman family. We pray for the Tabor family as they lay their loved ones to rest today. Father, give them the strength they need to know where their loved ones are right now. Father, we end this prayer in the name that's above every name, that one day every knee will bow to, and that one day every tongue will confess to, and that's the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Terrence Tate, for praying and making our request known to God. You know we appreciate you. You enjoy your day.
I will. You too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So far, we're having a great time this morning. With more to come, I want to say, you know, first, I like to just take a moment to wish all the fathers all over the world a very happy Father's Day. You are the men that protect us. You are important to us. You are needed. And we thank God for you. Fathers, enjoy your day. Okay? Happy Father's Day. Also, I want to just thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen. Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own man of God, brother, and assistant pastor, Jonathan Tate. Prepare to receive assistant pastor Jonathan Tate coming his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more. I need you, Lord, right now. Fill me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord, right now. Fill me up again. Fill me up again. Lately I've been too busy, but I really miss you, friend. I need you.
Right now,
feel me.
opportunity to praise you and to worship you, to talk with you, to be instructed by you, and to be loved on by you. We thank you for this fellowship. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for each and everyone that's listening and that's been participating in this broadcast. Right now, I pray, Lord, that you move me out of the way and allow me to be a pure vessel for you and your word. At this moment, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I am Jonathan Tate, one of the assistant pastors for Run for Christ Ministries, and I will be delivering the word that the Lord provided this morning. Amen. If you would turn to Isaiah chapter 43, and I want to draw your attention to verses 1-7. Isaiah 43, verses 1-7. Actually, I will be reading from the NIV, the New International Version, this morning. Isaiah 43, verses 1-7. And it says, "But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. In this passage, we know Isaiah to be a prophet. And we know that real prophets of the Lord actually delivered the truth, and they told of things that were to come, to sorrow for his people's spiritual misfortunes and how they basically turned their back on him. Because at this time, they're in captivity in Babylon. And when we get to chapter 43, the Lord talks about being their Savior, and, you know, he delivers this message through Isaiah because he wants to encourage them. And that's something that I wish we would realize in our own lives as God's children, is that no matter how wicked you can be, some of those thoughts and some of those actions and things that we struggle with and go through, that the Lord is not going to give up on you. He's going to continue to love on you and care for you. I want to also jump over real quick to Deuteronomy 31. And I want to read to you Deuteronomy 31, 6. So Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Let me read that again. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. And at this time, in this passage, this is when Joshua was getting ready to advance, and they were going across the Jordan River, and they were going to have to face the Amorites. So even back in that time, you know, I know we look at Israel, and we know them biblically to be God's people, followers of Christ. We're God's people as well because of what Christ did at the cross and rising from the dead, and even things that Christ is doing right now at the right hand of God the Father. We are sons and daughters. We are joint heirs. And we need to be strong and courageous, especially in these times, and know that the Lord is not going to fail us or abandon us. So looking at verse 1, it says, but now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by my name. You are mine. We need to keep that in mind no matter what's going on in the world. If gas prices got to $7 a gallon here in Michigan, the Lord is still the Lord. If they get to $10 a gallon in California, the Lord is still the Lord. We still belong to him. And I know a lot of people are dealing with issues of mental health and, you know, finances being funny and grief and mourning. I mean, you know, I'm constantly praying for folks because folks are leaving here left and right. And let's be clear, we belong to the Lord. So when it's our time to depart this earth, it's because of his doing. Now, granted, there are some of us who try to speed up the clock, but understand when the Lord says it's time, no matter what you're doing or what you're saying, because we belong to him. So no matter what's going on, and it's a lot, I understand, I get it, we belong to him. We need to be courageous and be not afraid. And we need to understand that he will not fail us or abandon us. Amen. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. So I thought about the three Hebrew boys who were in the furnace. And this wasn't just, you know, a fictional depiction. This actually happened. Historically, they were in the fire, and they didn't burn. They didn't even smell like smoke. And they kept increasing the heat of the fire. And all they did was trust the fact that they belonged to the Lord and that he was going to keep them. Now, the truth of the matter is that most of us don't face persecution like that. We don't face situations where we're physically placed in the fire. We may feel like we are dealing with some hot and heavy times in terms of, you know, bills can't get paid, you know, gas prices or health or sickness or mourning, grief. I understand that. You know, all too well. You know, I've been in a situation where my money was all the way funny and I just felt like I couldn't do right or get right, you know, and it felt like, you know, people were turning their backs on me and whatnot. I've had difficult days in my life. I've never had to face
being physically placed into a furnace, where even the people that placed three Hebrew boys in the furnace, the fires were so hot and heavy that they were killed. But those three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were covered because they belonged to the Lord. So no matter what difficult times you're going through, whether you feel like it's a storm, whether you feel like you're going through the fire, whether you feel like, you know, you're drowning, we belong to the Lord. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He won't fail us. He won't abandon us. Amen. Verse 3 says, "For I am the Lord, your God." Let's stop right there. I am the Lord, your God. I belong to you. I rule over you. I created you. I sustain you in your life. But I'm your God. I'm the Lord, but I'm yours. I belong to you. And this is God talking to his people through his prophet Isaiah. I got saved October 31st, 1987. I belong to the Lord. He's my God. So I need only to trust him and to rely on him, to follow his instructions and live my life based upon what his word says. And then it goes on to say, "The Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead." Yes, the Lord sacrificed those nations for his own people in Israel because he saved them. That was his whole thing, was I'm going to take care of my children. See, God is not a deadbeat dad. He's not going to abandon or neglect his children. He's going to take care of them. He's going to protect them. He's going to provide for them. He's going to heal and restore his children. So if you want to know how to become a great dad, just read the word and see what the Lord has done for his people constantly. If you want to know what it's like to be a great, awesome big brother or big sister, you only need to study our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you want to know how to comfort people, how to encourage people and inspire and advise people, you only need to look to the Holy Spirit and read what the Spirit has done time and time again in the Word. And if not just that, think about what God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have done for you in your life. See, if we think back, it doesn't have to be years. Sometimes it could be days or hours. And think back to how the Lord kept you and protected you through a tough time. You'll realize that he has you. He won't abandon you. He won't fail you. Amen? Amen. So verse 4 says, "Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life." You're precious and honored in my sight. Remember this. And we used to discuss this in the teen Sunday school class. I will always go back to, we are priceless. We are prototypes. We are unique. There's no one in the universe like me, like you. You can have, it could be quadruplets. They're all different, all unique, all precious to the Lord. And he's telling Israel through Isaiah, you're not just precious, you're honored in my sight because I love you. Think about that. The Lord loves you. You're precious and you're honored in his sight. You know, I used to work at Ford Motor Company, and there was a prototype of a Ford Escape, 2001. And my union rep, who was my mentor at the time, he said, "That vehicle is worth millions." And I said, "Why is that? Is this a Ford Escape?" He says, "The one of one in the world. So its value is high." So So for you, as God's son or daughter, you're one of one in the universe because it's just you. Literally, when he made you, he broke the mold and went on to the next and the next and the next. Because we're honored, because we're precious, because the Lord loves us. Take this personal with God talking to his children through Isaiah. For those who are God's children, followers of Christ. Amen. Amen. And it says, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. God is going to protect you. You don't have to go get after people who've done something wrong against you. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. That's what the word says. So people, there were people who came up against Israel who didn't make it. God sacrificed their lives to protect his own children. And he's doing the same for you. You need not get folks told. You need not put your hands on anybody or draw a weapon. You need just pray to the Lord, trust him. Trust him. And a lot of times I pray for folks who run up against me because you don't have to worry about me. You have to worry about who has me and who I belong to. Verse 5 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. The Lord was letting Israel know that I'm gonna reunite all of you. I know y'all scattered. I know you're in exile right now, but I got you. You're my sons, you're my daughters. I'm going to continue to protect you and I'm gonna restore you. And again, brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to understand that this is God doesn't change like, he doesn't act like we do. He's the same, always. I mean, today, tomorrow, forever. He's the same. He's not going to change. He's going to love and provide and restore his children, period. He doesn't know any other way but to be a loving, awesome, wonderful father. In working in awesome cahoots with our elder brother Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, our Advisor. I mean, we have protection in the form of spiritually protected by guardian angels. Awesome. So you're not alone. No matter what you're going through, no matter how you feel, sometimes, yeah, we do feel lonely, but you're never alone. You got the Holy Spirit residing in you. You got God the Father and God the Son looking out for you, and you have a guardian angel. You do. We have everything that we need all wrapped up in him. And verse 7 goes on to say, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, formed and made. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Just digest that for a second. God called us. He knew that I was going to get saved when I got saved. He knew that I was going to join his family. But even before I got saved, even before March 1st of 1977, actually, even before anything was created, he knew me. See, one beautiful thing about spirits is they've always existed. Spirits are eternal. So even before the world was formed, he knew me. Even before my mom carried me in her womb, he knew me. I've always existed in the spiritual. I didn't get to the physical until my mom got pregnant, and then I started to form. And then I made my entrance on March 1st, 1977. But he knew me and he loved on me and he called me out before I even knew who John was. That's the same God who's going to protect you and keep you and restore you because you've been made for his glory. The word says that it's the Father's will that none should perish. That means that nobody should go to hell for eternity. And there's a simple way to avoid all of that. Because I know that we've been on earth and some of us feel the aches and pains of getting older. Even myself, that's why I get up and stretch and try to drink water and do all this other stuff. Because I'm getting older. I'm middle-aged now. I'm not 20. But eternity doesn't have an end. And that's what hell is. It's eternal punishment and separation from God. And I don't care what anybody says. It's either heaven or hell. There's no in-between. There's no reincarnation where you come back as an owl or a giraffe. No, it's heaven or hell. And today you need to choose. You know, the Lord told me, you know, a little while back that I needed to get my affairs in order in terms of, you know, final wishes, in terms of, you know, things of in preparation. Now, do I know when I'm going to leave the earth? No, but I did what I was told. You know, there are a few other things that I'm working on, but yeah, I got most of it squared away. In case the Lord says, hey, it's time for you to go. But I'm prepared because on October 31st of 87, I got saved. And if you're not sure where you're going, because it's heaven or hell, that's that. The word says so. I believe it. I know the word to be the absolute truth. If you're not certain where you're going, you need to choose heaven today. And it's real simple. You just believe that, first and foremost, that Jesus died on the cross to pay for all of your sins, and he rose from the dead for you, because he did. It's historical. It happened. Jesus walked this earth. Jesus descended, and he ascended back to heaven. So if you believe that in your heart, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead, to pay for all of your sins. That's the first part. The second part is real simple. You could just repeat after me. It's a prayer, a short prayer. You say, Lord Jesus, I'm an admitted sinner. I believe that you died on the cross to pay for all my sins and that you rose from the dead. I invite you to come into my heart and life right now so that I can spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you believe and you prayed that prayer, you're saved. All you have to do right now is just get into a good Bible-based church where you can learn the absolute truth, God's love letter, the Bible. And if you're in the Metro Detroit area, I personally invite you to Running for Christ Ministries. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your protection and your provision. No matter what's going on, you continue to look out for your children because you loved us. We're precious to you. We're called by your name. We were formed and made by you. So help us, Lord, to walk with you and talk with you and to love on you and to love on others and not be so hateful. And help us to realize that we're never alone. No, not never, but we have you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's an awesome reminder word for us. We were reminded of who God is and who we've been to God from the very beginning. You know, we didn't just show up and he was like, oh, I don't have anything to do. Let me create people. No, he thought of us from the very beginning. Amen. And so, you know, Pastor Johnson, you said on multiple occasions that we are God's masterpiece, you know, that you broke it down and then you say pieces of the master, you know, and we are one of one, like you said, a prototype. We're the only one, you know, unique, and there's no one identical to us. And we were created in the image and the likeness of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And when the Lord sees us, praise God, he sees perfection. He sees what he created. He doesn't see the sin and iniquity that, you know, is on us. And we're just the masterpiece that he created. He loves us so much that there's nothing that we could ever do, you know, to pay the Lord back for what he's done for us. And when you think about how we were thought about since the beginning and that he has had plans for us since the beginning, it's really just an amazing thought. And he, you know, like you said, will never leave us. He will never turn his back on us. No matter how horrible and ratchet we are, he still loves us, and his love is unconditional. And so we thank you for the word that you brought to us today, and I do pray that all of you who were not a part of the Lord's family accepted Jesus today into your heart and into your life, and to just allow him to transform you, amen, one sin at a time. Some things you'll get over. Some things he'll be working on until you get called home. But the best thing you did for yourself today was to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So we thank you, Pastor Johnson Tate, for the word that you brought to us today. Absolutely amazing, as always. And so we thank you so very much. Amen? Amen. All right, y'all. It's Saturday, second Saturday of June. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Just want to read a couple of announcements for you. Sunday, June 12th, which is tomorrow, we will have our in-person worship service beginning at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and worship. We will hear the preached word by our own Pastor O. He will be completing his sermon series in the book of James. Of course, you are all welcome to attend and join us in person. All we ask is that you wear a mask. If you don't have one, no worries. We will provide you with one. If you're not comfortable with coming in person, no worries. We're not mad at you. We fully understand. So what you can do is you can also listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. by visiting our church website at rfcm.org and clicking on Recorded Sunday Services. Amen? Amen. Also, don't forget, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is here on Blog Talk Radio with her show, Bring Back the Family. Amen. So don't forget to tune in on Sunday at 4 p.m. and give her your support. Amen. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, we hold our Bible reading class. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn will be teaching from the book of Proverbs, chapters 16 through 20. The questions are available online at our church website, rfcm.org. Click on the Bible classes tab, or if you're in person on Sunday, make sure to check the back table. Y'all know what's up with the back table. That's where tons of information is at. Everything on the back table is free. So make sure either on your way in or out of the sanctuary, you make sure to peek what's on the back table, all right? Also, don't forget, every Saturday, Bondage Breaker Ministries holds their ladies' Bible class from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Amen. So for more info, click on our Christian Resources tab at our church website, again, rfcm.org. Pastor Janice Tate is the teacher for the Ladies Bible class. Also, want to remind everybody that everything that we do here on Blog Talk Radio is recorded, archived, and free. So you go all the way back to August of 2009, and it will bring you all the way up to June 11th, 2022. You get your whole Christian life in order, especially if you just got saved. You can get your whole Christian life in order by listening to all of the Blog Talk services and classes and teachings from August of 2009. Amen. And again, everything is free. Amen. Amen. If you would like to pay your tithes or give any offerings, please visit, again, the church website, rfcm.org. Click on tithes and offerings. If you would like to give a love offering for the preacher that preached today, Pastor Johnson Tate, please remember to specify his name when you're giving your offering, and we will see to it that it is passed on to him accordingly. Amen. So the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness and sharing with us and with them. Amen. Amen. Pray for all those who are spiritually lost and confused and unsaved. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Eternal life hinges on your belief in what I just read, in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no relationship with the Father without the Son, and there is no receipt of the Holy Spirit, your counselor, your guide, the one who's like, hey, don't do that. Hey, go over here. Hey, go over there. Hey, don't go over there because you're about to get in the mess. Your Holy Spirit, your guide. There is no receipt of the Holy Spirit without accepting that Jesus went to the cross and died and rose again on our behalf. Amen. The 1 verse 8 says, Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, there we go, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, which in today's time is your household, the people in your, bedroom, at your dinner table. They keep going to your kitchen and getting food out your refrigerator. Amen. The people that are under your roof. Amen. Think about that. Put that into perspective, okay? A lot of folks going to our refrigerator. So, those people, you have a right to tell them and to witness to them about Jesus. Amen. Samaria. Amen. So, wait a minute. Let me go backwards. I feel like I skipped a line here. Okay. In Jerusalem, you have your household. Okay, Judea, there we go. Your community, there we go. I'm like, I'm missing something. Your community. So when you go outside the door, your community, the grocery stores where you shop, the Targets you go to, the Walmarts you're at, your community where you don't have to go far. Samaria, outside of your comfort zone, okay, to people in places where you normally don't go to, people that you normally don't associate with, but you kind of went over there because you had to, or you found yourself over there because you needed to get something or do something or were helping someone, okay, and to the ends of the earth. Now, these are people and places you would never go to, never be around. It would never be your first choice, okay? Well, they need the word of God as well, and it's our responsibility to be witnesses and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. Amen. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. Okay? Not people. The word says that. Matthew 25, 41 says that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. Okay? We're not the devil and we're not his angels. We are people. Okay? But we know that unfortunately, when we leave here, those of you who did not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's kind of where you're going to go. And it's for eternity. And like Pastor Johnson Tate always says, eternity is a very long time, but time ain't long. Amen. So we know that this life is short. We know that God is not bound by time, but we are. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says, to teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. John chapter 14, verse 3 says that I am going away to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. And we know that I is Jesus. So we have word that tells us that hell is not prepared for people. And then we have scripture that also tells us that Jesus is going away to prepare a place for us, and he's coming back to get us, to take us to be with him. But he's only going to come and get you if you belong to him. Amen? Amen. So we want to say special prayers to Mother Irma Miller, who, praise God, is at home recovering. Amen. We want to keep in prayer Nico Gaston. We also want to keep in prayer Pastor John McFall. We want to keep in prayer Tyrone Hamilton, the father of our church. I love when Pastor O says that. We also want to send prayers for all of our mothers on the move, as we affectionately call them at Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Amen. We continue to lift up in prayer all those families in Texas and Buffalo, Tulsa, and Philly, you know, and all of the other communities. It's unfortunate that now you have to try to remember all of the mass shootings that have happened. You're just, you know, trying to remember, you know, in order of devastation, like what's going on. It makes no sense. But we just want to keep lifting in prayer all of the other communities that have suffered mass shootings and unnecessary gun violence. And just like Pastor Jonathan was talking about today, you know, at the end of the day, we all have a time to go. Some of us like cutting in line, and we like to move up to the front to be the head of the line. You know, so you do things and you just kind of hurry yourself up. But we know that for the most part, it's all just unnecessary, and we all have a time to go. But do what God has called you to do, amen, because you don't know when that time is. None of us know. So we have a responsibility to do what it is that we're supposed to do based on what God has called us to do. Amen. Amen. Again, continue to pray for all of the bereaved families everywhere. Please keep in prayer our own Anita Chambers and the loss of her mom. Her arrangements are for today, Saturday, June 11th, at Community AME Church, located at 4010 17th Street. So 4010 17th Street, and of course the family hour began at 10 a.m. and the funeral services began at 11. So please keep the entire family lifted up in your prayers. Also, our own Keila Freeman, in the loss of her aunt, Elizabeth Bailey, her homegoing service is also today at Clora Funeral Home in River Rouge, Michigan, beginning at 3 p.m. Amen. So please keep the family in your prayers. There's a lot to pray for. There's a lot of grieving. There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot that's been going on. And, you know, and as Pastor Jonathan was saying, you know, I know when I think about the volume of people that are leaving, it's not that we're not okay with the fact that people are passing away. I think for me, it's just the volume, the sheer volume of people that, and that's just what we read about, what makes it on the news or on social media. But we know that it's happening everywhere, and not everything is making it to the news. So just the sheer volume for that are leaving, like, at one time, in one setting, in one situation, like when you talk about the situation in Texas and you try to figure out how do you take, you know, 20 kids in one, you know, setting. It's like, so it's the volume of people. And when you have billions and billions of people on the planet, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is. So, you know, just continue to pray for all those who've lost their loved ones that are grieving. I know I have, you know, my mom passed away in January, and it's just like, it feels like it's been 100 years, and yet it's been 6 months. So, you know, we're all still struggling, so we just have a responsibility to continue to keep people lifted in prayer. Amen? Amen. So on a lighter note, y'all know it's graduation season. If I could talk today, help me. It's graduation season, y'all. Amen. So we just want to pray for all of our graduates, especially high school grads. You know, it's a transitional time in their lives from being a child, you know, going into young adulthood. Some are going away to college and will have to live independently of, you know, their families that they've been with under the umbrella of mom and dad or, you know, whoever's raised them. And for some, it won't be the easiest thing to do, you know, and so we want to pray for them as they transition into this world, because for some families, it's like, hey, you're 18, you're going off to college, my responsibility to you is cut off, I did my part, so now you're out in this world and it's sink or swim. But for some of us, we don't agree with that, because people do anything when they need to swim to prevent themselves from sinking, amen? So it's a transitional time for, you know, our high school graduates, and so we just want to continue to keep them in prayer as they transition into this world and pray that they have the support, positive friends, and loved ones who will lead them in the right direction, amen? Amen. And so we also want to congratulate the, you know, of course, entire class of 2022. On top of praying for them, we're congratulating them, amen. So you did it, amen. We're so proud of you. So I can take this one personally because I felt like I just had my son like 2 days ago, but literally my baby, Amir, will be walking in his commencement on Monday. He'll be graduating from Woodhaven High School. So those that run for Christ Ministries have known my baby since we got to run for Christ when he was 5, and so now he's 18, so they have seen him grow up and get taller than everybody else in the church. So, you know, we just celebrate him. And again, the entire class of 2022, whether you're in kindergarten, you know, fifth grade, high school, or college, amen, we congratulate you. Keep going, amen. Education is something that does not stop just because you graduate high school or graduate college. You have to be willing to continue to be educated, amen, not so much secularly, but in the word of God, amen, amen. So again, it's a new month, the month of June, and so we want to say happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who are celebrating this month, who celebrated in the last 11 days of this month, amen. We want to shout out all of our Run for Christ Ministries family who are celebrating this month. So Harley started us off with her birthday on the 4th. Marissa was on the 6th. Mother Cheryl was on the 6th. Keela was on the 6th. Luke is on the 13th, our favorite president. Amen. President Sharon Abraham, she's on the 14th. Deacon Eric, y'all heard him this morning doing responsive reading. He's on the 15th. Alexandria on the Taya on the 17th. Naomi on the 21st. And Zekanessa Leitris will be closing us out this month with her birthday on the 22nd. Amen. So happy, happy birthday. Hugs, love, and kisses to all of you. Amen. Amen. And lastly is your devotional for today, which is entitled A Prayer to Remember God Makes Everything Beautiful. And this is by Victoria Riolano. Yet God has made everything beautiful in its own time. And this is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Everything is beautiful in its time. I can remember a time when a verse like this would cause much frustration. I would read this verse in a time of despair and think, Lord, how could you make this beautiful? How could a moment of loss, tragedy, or abandonment ever be seen in a positive light? This was especially true a few years ago. In 2017, it felt like everything was falling apart. My father-in-law had passed away, my church friends had all become foes, and my husband was battling with chronic illness. During all this, I was pregnant. Although that was a joyous occasion, birthing something new amidst the sea of pain was not an enjoyable experience. Yet, I could not help but remind myself, one day, the Lord will make this beautiful. One day, the Lord will show his glory through it all. I believe this feeling was also shared by the lame man in John chapter 5. Though this man remains nameless, the Bible says he'd been in a paralyzed condition for 38 years. In the passage in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, we see a man who was desperate to be healed to no avail. Amen. It is believed that the very place he laid at the sheep gate pool would be where angels would come at certain times, stir up the waters, and bring healing. All that was required was to be the first in the water. So, for many years, the man was strategically placed to be set free from his condition. Unfortunately, time and time again, he was overlooked, stepped over, and never able to be the first in the pool. In just reading the words found in John, we can feel the agony and frustration he must have felt. I am certain he would wrestle with the phrase, he makes everything beautiful. Sometimes disappointment can make us doubt God's great plan. I am so happy that the story doesn't end here. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that's John chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. In an instant, with a single sentence, Jesus changed the trajectory of his life. He went from one who was in a desperate need to one who was fully healed. His life has become a testimony for the many who had ignored him and tossed him aside for their own gain. God truly made it all beautiful in his time. He was a living, breathing, walking testimony of God's goodness. Today, I want to encourage you with the words we find in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 11, that he makes all things beautiful. You may feel disappointed or discouraged now. You may not understand why things have unfolded the way they have in your life. Yet, here's what we know to be true. We serve a God who loves his children. He sees all and he knows all. He is all-powerful and he has not forgotten you. In 2017, I experienced this as the Lord brought complete healing to my husband, rectified our ministry woes, and allowed us to birth a beautiful baby girl named Heavenly Joy. And for the man that we find in John chapter 5, we see that his 38 years of pain have turned into a testimony that over 2,000 years later, we can still rejoice about. God truly does turn things around. Let us not grow weary in the wait. Amen. So as we say this prayer together, Father, we thank you for your limitless wisdom. We thank you for writing our stories. Although we may not always understand why things are happening, you do. You go before us and keep us even in our darkest hours. We thank you for using our moments of sadness as a starting point for a miracle to take place. Help us to embrace your process for us. Thank you, Lord, that you make all broken things new and beautiful in your time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and those are your announcements.
Amen, amen, and thank you, Crystal.
You are
welcome. I appreciate
welcome.
That. You're so awesome.
Absolutely.
You're just awesome. You know, I just
try.
Really,
that'd
be really,
the Holy Spirit
really
over here
you.
Doing stuff. No problem.
Always, right?
Always.
Super teacher extraordinaire. Amen.
Amen.
Block Talk
amen,
Radio
amen.
Champion.
Yes. Love me some Block Talk.
I'm telling you. Amen. You know, people hang out for announcements, you know, and I'm like, so y'all going to let me talk? Don't hang up on me because Crystal threw an announcement, y'all. Y'all don't hang up on me. Don't
hold
do
on,
that.
Y'all. Hold on.
I'm going to bring, I'm grabbing
time,
some of her awesomeness
wait.
Right now. Hey, Crystal, thank you. Tell me and we say
you're
what's
welcome.
Up.
You're welcome. Absolutely. I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Hey, man, we want to thank God for each and everybody who helped to make this happen. You know, Running for Christ Ministries is a participation church. It's not a one-man show. It's a body of Christ show. And so I want to thank God for Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, who are, you know, presiding person, who always brings folks together, because I can't do this all by myself. Had to do it like that for 10 years, but God sent me a whole lot of help. I want to thank Deacon Eric Reed, amen, for the scripture and prayer, and Pastor Terrence Tate for the altar call, and, of course, the preacher of the hour, Pastor Jonathan Tate, amen, for that awesome word of God. I just love sitting here listening to. He could have said this over and over for 20 minutes. He could have said, we belong to him. We belong to him. And when he was talking about those folks in the fire, those folks coming, see, he went back to Deuteronomy. They hadn't crossed the Jordan River yet. They had, I'm preaching. Jesus said, you're preaching. Cut it out. Bring it in. Roll it back in. Well, Jesus is Jonathan's fault. He the one hyped it up, and you hyped him up. So, y'all, it's y'all fault. But anyway, want to thank Pastor Jonathan for that word and for Crystal, everything. Amen. She's just prayers, preaching, teaching, announcements. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody in their lane, and that's a good thing. So we thank God for all of you. Now, some of you might have seen that I posted on Facebook about my son. He was going through some things, and we prayed. And I want to thank you if you prayed, because he is home. He is safe. And I got the news from his mother today, and all is good. God moved super quick and pushed the big mountains out the way to make things happen. And he was brought back home, amen, by the folks who took him away. But anyway, amen, God bless, everything worked out, and that does my heart a whole lot of good. Amen. And so now let's hear the benediction. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to our God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the whole church said, amen.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life.
But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody. Say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
Eden. Now right
Eden.
Here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Said this is the time for you to give up now. Now. God's gonna work it out. You're getting ready to bow. The blessing.
Yeah.
Oh.